Food safety is critical, and California farmers do everything they can to keep food safe for consumers. Every year, the Safe Food Alliance in California searches for an outstanding example of a processing plant that exhibits excellence from every food safety perspective. That plant is recognized with a Pinnacle Award. The most recent recipient is Carrier Family Farms, who grow and process walnuts in Glynn County, where the finished product is enjoyed domestically as well as around the world. The family-owned business demonstrated a commitment to continuous improvement by ranking as a top-scoring facility when the Safe Food Alliance team conducted unannounced member good manufacturing and food safety audits during the year. With me is Matt Doyle, who oversees all walnut processing operations, including buying, selling, and processing. Thanks for being with us today on the California Ag Today podcast.
Yeah, nice to be with you, Patrick. Thanks for having me on, and appreciate the opportunity to talk with you.
Well, Matt, how did Carrier Farms get started in such a high level of food safety?
It's a journey of starting with an idea and then zigzagging through all the different nuances of programs and processes, creating something that our employees can understand and give us feedback on and that we can get continually better with. I mean, it's truly a journey. It never ends. In 2013, when we started to talk about what we're going to do going forward, it was exactly that. Okay, are we going to do this? Because if we do, we're all in. If we don't, then we're not going to worry about it. So we were more along the lines of how we can put the processes in place that get us not just for 1 year or one quarter, but continue the mindset for forever.
Well, Matt, that's terrific. Well, give me the why behind this.
The why for us is started back on where we came from and the hard work and dedication that we had to our employees, our neighbors, our family. And we really looked at ourselves and said, why would we treat the processing and handling side any differently? It's about food safety. It's about simple stuff, not wanting to make anybody sick. And really, it came down to not a question of if we wanted to do this. It was absolutely a necessity. And the why really came through in explaining it internally on why we're doing it and convincing the employees initially, management and employees on why we were going to do it. And that was something that we used those foundational ideas, the hard work, you know, being a good neighbor, being supportive to one another, and use that same process in putting the food safety program in place. And that really encourages the employees to understand that why very quickly. And explaining what we're going to do next is not about the details on it. Everybody knows the high level. Now we just got to fill in the blanks. It helps.
That's great, Matt. Of course, anyone in an organization that wants to improve food safety, they have to all link in their stride, right?
Absolutely. It's not a low bar. You got to raise the bar. Not only is the industry raising it, but we're always trying to stay a step ahead of it. We're trying to stay a step ahead of it so that we don't stumble along the way or that it doesn't catch up with us. We always want to be a step ahead.
Yeah, and a big part of food safety is documentation. But as you said, the binders on the shelf do not equate to a food safety program.
Right. I look at those and I think, man, that's a lot of paper. But what I'm very happy to understand and talk to the people about is that it's gone down to where it's not just a process and a binder, but they understand what it means to them. And you talk about just all the different things we have, from our testing program to our sanitation program, and everybody understands from top to bottom what it means at the high level, what it means in the middle, and what it means at the lowest level of what everybody's doing along the way in order to feed into that success.
Well, Matt, let me ask you about Carrier Family Farms. You know, you have ongoing meetings and ongoing conversations where everyone has an input. In fact, one employee gave you a list of 6 things that could improve food safety. They feel empowered.
Yeah, that's a big one. You know, it's you talk about, I can't come up with all the ideas. The management team can't come up with all the ideas. And the groundswell that we can get from the 40 some odd people that are working in that plant every single day is huge. That's a voice that you just can't ignore. It's voices that you can't ignore because those are good ideas. And those are great ideas. And the thing a lot of us haven't thought of, and a lot of the things that you go, hey, all the things that we get told or talked to or discussed or recommended, we go, you know, that's a good idea. There's been very few, no, that's not a good idea. It's almost like, you know, you want to say, well, why didn't I think of that? And that's the empowerment of the team. That's empowerment of the culture.
Yeah, thanks for being with us and appreciate all the things you're doing and good luck for the future.
Thank you very much and appreciate the opportunity to talk to you.